morning. Good morning. Good morning. Are we excited about Jesus this morning? Can we stand? Can we stand? I'm going to ask again. Are we excited about Jesus this morning? Good morning again. Good morning. Good morning. Listen, we are excited to be able to worship a Father who is more than able, who can do the impossible, who can do anything but fail. Do we believe that this morning? Do we really believe that this morning? Thank you, Lord.
God, you are more than able. more than able. You are more than able. You are more than able. Who am I to deny?
Church, there's a part of the song that says, who am I to deny what the Lord can do? And I think if we're honest enough with ourselves, if we're honest enough with the Father, there are moments in our lives where we really do believe that God can do something. And for whatever reason, right? Sometimes we feel like he won't do it because we've dealt with it for so long. That disease has been in my body for so long. This thought has been in my mind for so long. God, I don't think you can heal me. I don't believe you can deliver me. But can I give you some good news? Can I give you some good news? That's a question. The good news in that is that the Father is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ask or think. And here's why that's really good news, because what he's able to do, you can't even fully understand. What our Father is truly capable of, our small minds don't have the capacity to really understand. And the reason why I rejoice in that is because God is good, and because his thoughts are higher than mine, and because his ways are beyond mine, I can still trust that he has my best interests at heart. So I encourage you this morning, who are you to deny what the Lord can do? Who are you to deny that healing? Who are you to deny that deliverance? Because he can do any and everything but fail. He can do any and everything but harm you, but cause pain against you. He is a man that he cannot lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he cannot sin against you, why not trust him? Because he is more than
to your story. He's not done with you yet. He's not done with you yet.
Who that's for this morning, who feels like God has abandoned them, who feels like God has forgotten them, but there is so much more to the story that is your life. Can I encourage you that that addiction is not the end, that suicidal thought is not the end. The glory that is still going to be revealed through you is still coming. The glory that's going to be revealed through you is still going to come. Here's why, because there are lives connected to you. There are lives connected to your breakthrough. One of the things that the Lord has really been teaching me lately is that my deliverance is not just for Corey. There's somebody that needs to see Corey get on the other side. So here's what I ask you to do this morning. Can we lift our hands? Father, we're standing here believing you for deliverance, believing you for a breakthrough. God, not just for us, but for the person you've assigned us, for the purpose that's assigned to us. God, we thank you that right now in the name of Jesus, you are breaking generational curses because of our praise. God, you are breaking generational curses because of our worship. God, you are breaking, you are breaking, you are breaking in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. It can't stay here. It can't stop here. In the name of Jesus, you're not done with us yet. As long as you're still working, as long as we're still moving, as long as we're still breathing, we're gonna keep going. We're gonna keep going. We don't have a choice. We won't die here. In the name. It won't end here. It won't stop here. We won't stop here. We won't stop here. We won't stop here. We won't die here. We won't die here. We won't leave here. We won't quit here. You are still working. He's not done with you yet. Cause there's so much more to your story. This isn't where it stops. This is where it begins. He's moving for you because he is for you. He's for you. He's for you. See, you're not done with me yet. Can we sing that out?
You Did you hear that last line? Forever all my days. Come on. Forever all my days. Hallelujah. Forever all my days. I love the closures in the Bible. I love those final words as the writers get ready to put their pen down like this. Now unto him that is able, he's more than able. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, come on. And to present you as faultless. There's one of my righteous ones, he says, because he sees the blood before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. You know, you notice, it doesn't matter how much kids mess up, you still love them, don't you? Come on. He says, I'll present you with joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise today, would you? Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless with exceeding joy, to him be all the glory. You know, I was listening to a friend of mine. I had the privilege of attending college with John Bevere. John nor I, either one, were serving the Lord in those days, and we were in Raleigh at the campus of NC State University, partying, carrying on. We didn't have any idea that either one of us would ever be called by God. John ministered here several years ago, and man, he's been used by God to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. John Bevere. John Bevere visited Jim Baker in prison. You know Jim Baker, the guy who bilked millions of dollars from people. He said, Jim, what happened? I mean, how was it that you could stop loving Jesus and do what you did? And I love what he said. He said, John, I never stopped loving Jesus, but I did not fear God. Did you hear what I said? He said, I did not fear God. I loved Jesus, and I kept on loving him, but my fear of God was gone. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. The wisdom to walk out all my days. Come on, all my days. He's more than able to keep us. Man, can I just say I love coming in here on a Sunday morning with you guys. I feel like this is my happy place, y'all. Come on. This is my happy place. And you know what else I love? I love that we get to stand here week after week after week and share what God is doing in this little hamlet, this little corner of the world, Ahoskie, North Carolina. Who would have ever thought that from this room we would broadcast to the nations of the earth? Who would have ever thought that? Today you're going to get a chance to meet the man who was used by God to make that possible. A very humble man. He would never talk to you about it unless you ask him. But a very humble man who's used by God to take the nations of the earth to well over 100 nations of the earth, to take what we're doing right now. In fact, just this past week, I was showing someone, Brittany. I said, hey, let me show you the app for Grace Television. And I said, our program is on there. And as God is my witness, I hit the button, and guess who was on? We were, okay. We were on. I said, Donish. I contacted him later. I said, Donish, I thought we were on like, you know, one time a week. And he said, no, brother, your program airs every day. People are responding to what God is doing in this little church every day. And so he said, we air your Sunday broadcast day after day after day. I will love you all my days. I will love you all my days, Lord. Because not only are you faithful to me, you're faithful to this church, and you're faithful to us. Come on, could you just lift your hands and love him right now? Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, God, for your unfailing love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, that there was a time when you called us out of darkness into the marvelous light of the gospel to forever serve you. And Lord, thank you for forgiving us. God, even when we fail, when we fall down, we get up. and you take our sins, the Bible says, and you cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. You remove our transgressions, the Bible says, as far as the east is from the west. They're never to be remembered against us anymore. Lord, we thank you for that kind of mercy, that kind of grace, for loving us all of our days, Lord. Sing it one more time. Come on, worship him. I will love you, Lord. I will love you. People shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. I will love you all my days. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you as faultless before the Father with exceeding joy, to him be praise and honor and glory forever. Amen and amen. Well, you can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you so much for worshiping him. Come on, give it up for the worship team this morning, leading us in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, happy 4th of July weekend. Come on, I know some folks are absent today, but you'll get your hamburger on Tuesday. Come on, somebody. You'll get your hot dog with mustard, ketchup, chili, and onions, whatever how you want it. Amen. And it's a wonderful time to be alive. Pray for America, would you? Pray for America. Don't just blow fireworks off and eat hamburgers, but think about this nation that we're a part of, the land of the free, the home of the brave, that desperately needs a sovereign move of God Almighty in this country. Hallelujah. Today we get a chance to just welcome those who are visiting among us today. If you're here today and you're a guest, please avail yourself to the table in the foyer, the guest station, the guest center there. We would love to give you a gift. We'd love to capture a little information about you. Nothing serious. Name, phone number, social security number, card number, visas, MasterCard. Just little stuff, you know? Nah, I'm just kidding you. We'd just love to have a record of your visit today and give you a gift and let you know how much we appreciate you being here. I see faces that have been guests here in the past couple of weeks. You're right back again. That tells me something. I get excited when I see that. Amen. And we're appreciative of your being here today. And you know what, home folks, we love you too. We do. We thank God for your steadfast service to the Lord and your faithfulness to him. He's surely faithful to us, isn't he? Amen. So we get a chance now to give. Somebody say give. Give, give and it shall be given to you. How? Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God will cause men to pour into your lap. You can give in several different ways. You can write a check. You can use cash, at least for a little while in America anyway. I know if you live on the West Coast, when I visit my son, I love seeing the signs all over the place. No cash. I told my son on my last visit there, I said, hey, man, I got to get to an ATM machine. He said, Dad, we don't have those. Cash is gone. So it usually takes about 10 years from the West Coast to reach the East Coast. But can I tell you something? It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. There's another plan coming, and you and I need to be ready for whatever happens, okay? And you begin by giving your heart and life to Jesus Christ. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will take care of itself. You can give in one of many ways. You can use a QR code. Just take your phone. This is for people who are under 50, okay? But try, hey, if you're over 50, try it. Just point your phone there. And the QR code and a link will come up, and you can go straight and give right that way. Or you can give by the website. You can go online. You can use your app in whatever way you want to give. Whatever you do, just give. Give, knowing that God is faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness in giving. Because of that, we're able to touch the nations of the earth today. So give to the Lord today. Father, thank you for every gift. Thank you for every giver. I pray, Lord, that you would just cause us today to be filled with generosity because of your great faithfulness, Jesus. Your great faithfulness to us. And Lord, we bless you in the strong name of Jesus, the Son of God. Amen and amen. God bless you as you give. The buckets are on the altar here for those of you who have it in your hand. God bless you.
Over everybody.
Come on, give the Lord praise. His name is power, healing, life. Speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brittany. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. You can be seated in his presence. I want our youth to join me up here this morning. Come on, give it up for our youth this morning. Those that went on to youth camp, hallelujah. Come on up and surround me here. Look at these people. Love the shirt, man. Did they have that in 3X? Come on. Did they have that in 3X? Amen. Y'all see some big guys down there like me? Amen. I saw some of them playing games. I did. Playing games. What an opportunity. I want to just say thank you to Patricia. Patricia, you have any voice today? Very little. She screamed herself out at the youth camp. Pastor Noli, who's preaching away today, and also Patricia were our shenanigan chaperones. Amen. And thank you guys for cleaning up the new van and filling it up with gas and all that stuff. You did that, right? You waxed it and everything? Come on. Not yet? Not yet. Well, they were able to use the new CSIC van for the very first time. They broke it in, y'all. Amen. They broke it in. Praise the Lord. So good to see you guys. Hey, turn around. Look at yourself, all right? Isn't that cool? Come on. Praise the Lord. Where's Corey? Corey's still here. Come on up here, Corey. Give it up for Corey, y'all. Abdul and Julie Rasko, you guys come. Praise the Lord. Mama shark, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, Mama shark. Come on, guys. Listen, they've been to youth camp, all right? Hey, listen, I want to tell you this morning, today is an important day because today is a transition day. Somebody say transition. It's a transition from doing youth on a Wednesday night to transitioning to doing youth on a Sunday. And today, under their new leader, Corey Ballance. Come on, y'all. Today, they're going to meet at 5 o'clock, okay? And I'm sure Corey's got a piece of cake day today because all he's got to do is just listen to what they did all the last several days. So you probably could just trash your lesson, man. Don't worry about it. But it'll be exciting to get that energy and that vibe off of them where they've been. And so I want to use this opportunity for us to extend our hand and to pray for Corey as he leads the youth. And if you want to chaperone and help and get involved like Patty is, and you'd say, hey, I'd like to serve with the youth, I'm sure Corey would appreciate any help that you could give him to get involved in youth ministry. Amen. I just see that. I'm not looking back there, but I'm just saying, yeah. And so one thing that needs to happen is we need to take a moment here and do some expression of gratitude to Abdul and Julie Rasko. Come on, y'all. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. They're taking a transition as well. Julie is stepping back into a ministry that is so dear to her, and she established it here. And it's called Celebrate Recovery. Life-controlling circumstances come. It doesn't have to be always drugs or tobacco or alcohol. There can be other life-controlling circumstances. And so she begins this week as we meet for the first time in Celebrate Recovery in a long, long time. Abdul's taken over our security ministry to bring us a safe environment here for adults and kids alike. And so we just want to express our gratitude to you today, okay? So we would like for you to select, as the letter says here inside, you just select a time that works for you. And we want to send you to the coast for just a weekend just to say, hey, relax. We'll pick up the tab, okay? We're going to take care of it. And look, don't choose some Motel 6 on the inside. Get you an ocean front view where you can wake up in the morning and feel relaxed and refreshed. And get you some nice food, okay? I love some seafood platters, y'all. Come on. Y'all like seafood platters? Get you some nice food. We didn't pick it for you and shove it down your throat, but we've given you the wherewithal to do that yourself. So you choose the weekend. You choose the restaurants. You choose the hotel. And we're just going to blame it on you. If the administrator says, what was this? I say, that's it. That's them, okay? So, y'all appreciate the Rascos. Come on, guys. Hallelujah. So you received that today. And I want you to pray for Corey. That's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for him. Stretch your hand out, guys, this way. And let's just pray for Corey today.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for lifting Corey up and just putting it on his heart to lead our youth, Father God. We know it is not an easy task, but it is one that is so very needed, especially in the times that we're in. And so, Lord, I just ask that you continue to keep him encouraged, keep him on fire, Father God, to just spread your word to these youth. And I just ask that you continue to put people in his path who will be chaperones and who will just be able to bring this ministry to a whole new level, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for Corey's life, and I ask that you just cover him with your protection from the top of his head to the soles of his yes. feet, Lord. Keep him healthy. Just keep him encouraged. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise God. Well, you guys can be seated because I want you guys to stay right here because I want you to take a moment. Those of you that would, come on in close. I want you to take a moment. You can take the microphone if you just like to. Come on, give us the Reader's Digest version. What camp was to you? Okay, just let the people know, because you know what? They were the ones that bought donuts. These guys right here, they're the ones that bought donuts. They're the ones that gave money. They're the ones that did what they did to get you where you was, okay? All right? So I know you want to just express thanks, but also we want to hear what you feel like camp was for you. And it'll go down in the annals of history, Camp 23, and what kind of impression that made on your heart. Come on, mic to the mouth.
Bro, camp was pretty cool, but I got slain in the spirit, and I got the gift of speaking in tongues, and that's about it.
He said that's about it. I was received a gift of the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. That's it. You know, that's nothing major, y'all. Okay? Amen? Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen.
At camp, I spoke in tongues and felt God like I never had before.
Come on, y'all.
Okay. For me, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and I spoke in tongues again. And I really felt called to ministry.
So, unfortunately, I missed the first night of camp, but it didn't disappoint because the second night I got delivered from like past struggles I had to forgive. And then the third night of camp, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues again and felt called to ministry at the very end. We started giving to Speed the Light.
For me, while I was there, God brought a divine healer over my life. He showed me that he can't put in 100% and you only give less than 10%. If we won't accept that in our relationships with our friends or with our family, why would God accept that from us? So he just really showed me what it's like to put your all into him and be in presence with him.
What's up, guys? So, I lost my voice, yeah. So, the first night of camp was pretty good. It was pretty good, so. And then the second night, I got baptized with the Holy Spirit. But, anyway, so the third night was really, really good for me. So, I was in the front, and I was just praying because I had sensed that Pastor Kendall or DYD, he was talking about the Holy Spirit, so I knew he was going to invite people to be filled with the Holy Spirit that night. So what I did, I was looking to the right, and I seen a guy from, I think, maybe Focus Church, I don't know, but I seen two guys praying for him, and the Lord said, go over there and pray. So I went over there and laid hands on him and prayed for him. And after being baptized the night before, I had realized I had received the gift of prophesying over people. So I told him, I walked up to him, I said, what you're going to do, you're going to lift your hands, you're going to relax, call on his name, and just open up to him and let his presence come into you. And so And I was praying for him, and in the snap of a finger, the Lord came in and hit him like a truck, and he just fell out on the ground.
So my story is a little different. My big thing at camp was on the way home, we had to stop to eat. Everything was fun. We were laughing. And we had a little situation where I choked on a piece of chicken. And for like an hour, we were in the bathroom. Like, I was holding them up. And we finally were like, we'll just drive home. We'll see what happens. They were pounding on my back. We were trying hard. And we finally, they all circled around me and laid hands on me. And by the grace of God, the chicken was gone. I don't know how. And I'm here today. Yeah.
Praise God, Patty.
Hi. I don't have a lot of voice because I'm cheering for the kids. Honestly, it was a great experience. I was telling them, like, no two camp experiences are ever the same. I think I shared around 2 years ago. Completely different. The campus this time was massive. Honestly, I would not trade you guys for the crew. And I appreciate y'all riding with me on the van because it was an experience for us all. But it was amazing to get to see all the kids filled with the Holy Spirit and, you know, to see the kids and the people that were eating their lunches in the Target parking lot witness a miracle because we were literally surrounding her in the Target parking lot just praying. And I'm like, they think we're all crazy. I know they do. But it's okay. You can see the CSIG truck. So come to CSIG for a miracle.
I forgot to say that I received the gift of tongues this weekend, too. So that was great.
Praise the Lord, y'all. Thank the Lord. Give it up for our youth one more time, would you? You guys can be seated. God bless you. So it's amazing to these guys have been sitting under teaching about spiritual gifts and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they jump on a van and go across the state, and God miraculously just touches their lives. And so we thank God for his power on your life. Use that. He's given you the gifts that he's given you for a purpose. And just walk forward in what God has for you in these days ahead. Youth meeting today, 5:00. For those of you who are listening online or here, maybe you weren't a part of the camp, don't forget 5:00 today, their first meeting for transitioning to a Sunday. Amen. Well, I want to share with you the blessing of God using people. And I want to give a shout out today to folk in another part of the world because I know they're watching us. I know that Pastor Shabazz, who connected with me some time ago, has been encouragement to me from the nation of Pakistan. And so I just want to give a shout out to him today. And I know the hours are different, but I know he's sitting there watching. He's followed us for some time now. And he introduced me to our guest today. And I'll tell you, God has used this man powerfully in my life in such a short time to be a source of encouragement. And I want you to take a moment and to see what God has done through, somebody say, just one man. Come on, just one man. You know, what's that in your hand, Moses? It all it takes is a willingness. And you guys need to remember that. A willingness when God speaks to you to do something and he gives you a vision to move forward with, to fulfill. This man today is an example that when God plants a dream in your heart, you can watch it become reality. Would you take a listen this morning to a video presentation concerning Grace TV Network, of which we're a part of? Take a listen to it.
In a world that is filled with uncertainty, fear, and despair, the gospel of Jesus Christ brings hope, peace, and salvation to those who believe. We certainly believe that the only hope of this world is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Our mission is to reach out to the millions of people who are searching for answers and to share with them the truth of God's love. Grace Network TV, a Christian television station focused on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in the Middle East, Arab regions, Asia, and the world. We are dedicated and carry the vision to make God's love visible to people of all backgrounds, and visual media is one of the most significant source for it. Reaching the people groups in the world's most unreached, least reached, and darkened places. Bringing the light of the gospel and strengthening those who are living in hostile environments. We are available on AsiaSat 7 satellite, IPTVs, and local cable networks, being viewed by 280 million to 300 million eyeballs every month in the Middle East, Arab regions, and Asia. Along with that, we are viewed globally through our digital platforms, where Pakistan is known for its natural beauty and agriculture. At the same time, it is known for the persecution of Christians, who are less than 2% in the country. Grace Network is hosting mass gospel crusades to see multitudes experience and come to Christ. Tens of thousands are gathered to hear the gospel message in a country where people are desperately seeking for truth and life. Conferences, discipleship, and training programs are also organized and conducted by the ministry all over the country to equip and empower the body of Christ, also planting churches where they are needed. Our humanitarian efforts include food relief, clean water wells project, sewing centers for women who are oppressed in the society, micro businesses, helping the people who are in the modern day slavery at the brick kilns or at other places, disaster relief, free education project, and we are also fighting against human trafficking of Christian women. Water hand pumps or water wells project has opened massive doors for us to reach in the most unreached places. It has been one of the most fruitful projects in terms of saving people's lives. With Clean Water Project, we are not just saving people from health challenges and death caused by drinking contaminated water, but also saving women from rapes and sexual assault. Grace Network is being a voice and supporting hand for the persecuted church and local missionaries. For the first time ever in the history of the nation of Pakistan, Grace Network hosted a conference where journalists, politicians, social activists, and religious leaders were gathered to speak against the persecution of religious minorities of Pakistan. We are also focused on raising locals to witness Jesus Christ in their communities and communicate the message in their local languages. And to make that happen, we have built different strategies based on the situations and conditions. The church has greatly suffered over the years, but the light shines brighter in midst of darkness, and we are seeing it happen. The light of the gospel is taking over the nation. Please consider praying and partner with Grace Network TV and missions. Let's together bring the gospel message to the world. May the Lord Jesus receive the full of reward of his sufferings.
Because jis tarha samandar pani se bhara hai, usi tarha zameen khudawand ke jalal.
And let me say thank you to those of you who have taken it upon your heart to support what we do on television ministry. If you're giving by the way of app at any time, you can look down there and there's a part of the app that just says TV ministry. This is what you're supporting. This is what you're doing, taking the gospel message to hundreds of nations across the earth right here from this church. Would you join me this morning? Would you stand this morning to your feet, and would you welcome to this pulpit today my friend Danish Peter. Come on, welcome him.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I would request you all to please be seated, and thank you so much. What a joy it is for me to be here. You know, it's always overwhelming, fascinating, always a joy to be in a room filled with the like-hearted brothers and sisters who are here only for one purpose, to lift up the name of the King, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on. So before I begin to share the word this morning, obviously you just saw what we do. I am a third generation of Christians in our bloodline. And my grandfather was the first one to accept Christ as the Lord, as a Savior. there was an American missionary, Pastor. There was an American missionary who was preaching in middle of the war zone. The war was between India and Pakistan. And the American missionary was preaching the gospel in middle of the bombs and the gunfires. And my grandfather and his elder brother were the first one from the Sikh background to accept Jesus Christ. And from there, the Pentecostal revival broke out in the region where he then afterward migrated and planted the first, very first church, very first Pentecostal church in 1981. And it is just amazing to see that how the church in this part of the world have impacted the church on the other side of the sea. I was flying from Doha, Qatar. Pastor, it took me 14 hours, one flight from Qatar, not my country. The connecting flight, the last flight I took to come here was 14 hours. And for those 14 hours, if you look down the cameras of the airplane, you will see nothing else but only the blue water. Nothing else. And it just makes you realize that what heart people carry when they travel seven seas just with one message: Jesus is Lord and Jesus is Savior. And because of what over the decades the church in America have done, have infected the whole world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So with all of my heart, I want to bring a lot of honor, respect, and tribute to all of you who are in this part of the world praying, sowing the seeds, or just even considering to think about those who are in the world, in the broken world, in the world which desperately, desperately need Jesus Christ. And Pastor, again, I am with all of my heart thankful to you for allowing me to be here in this beautiful house of the Lord. Please give a huge round of applause for Pastor Wallace Phillips. He himself is a very good man. A very good man and a very good man of God. Pastor, I have always said that the only one who himself is nice can speak nice about others. So you're the one who spoke so much about me, but I deserve nothing. It's the Lord who have made all of this possible. Amen. Let's close our eyes for a moment. And let's just turn our eyes to the Father. The master of our souls. The one with whom we are named. There is no other name we have. The Bible says that we were no nation. We had no ancestors. We don't even know where we come from. Maybe you know about your grandfather. Maybe you know about your great-grandfather. Or maybe you know about your great-great-grandfather. But you don't know anything else where you come from. But here is a good news. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, through His blood, made us the sons and daughters of the living Lord. Made us His. And today we are gathered here in this room, under this roof, with the identity of being a child of God. Hallelujah. Father, we bow down in your presence this morning. And we thank you for the name which is above every name. The name in front of whom every knee shall bow. Jesus. And I thank you for this house, O Lord, which is ordained and commissioned to take the gospel around the world. And I bless everybody who is here in this room this morning. Father, I pray that as I speak the word out of my mouth, this shall not be the word of any man or a human. Let it be your word with the wisdom, with the knowledge, and with only the will of the Holy Spirit. So Father, I give you this altar in every single minute that we are about to spend in your presence furthermore. In Jesus' mighty name. And the people of God says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My friends, this world we live in today, you know, as Pastor was talking about his experience with his son and what his son was telling him about no more cash in the world. I want to tell you something. That the world is changing its face. The face of the world is being changed every single moment you're breathing. Every single minute from that part of the sea to this part of the sea. It does not matter what your ethnicity, your caste, your color is. The world is still changing its face. The world is still changing its face, but not for the bad. You know, the enemy is very sharp. The enemy we have, he is wise more than any Christian in the room. He is wise. He's full of sharpness. He is so bold and he's so blunt that he is always on move and making strategies to make you fall, to make those fall who believe in Christ, to make those fall who know and trust the Lord. He's making strategies. He's making plans. He's creating ideas. He's bringing the situations to you. And he's trying to convince you every single moment, and you know that. He's trying to convince you, oh, the political situations of the United States are changing. The political conditions of your state are changing. The new laws and the new policies are coming in. Oh my God, what's going to happen? And he's whispering in your ears every single moment to make you distracted. And listen to me. He do not just want you to fall. You know, the definition of the sin is when you lose the mark. When you lose your target. When you lose your track. And enemy do not want to make you an adulteress. The enemy we have just do not want to make us a thief. He wants to make us lose the mark. He wants to make us distracted from the real mark which God wants us to be focused upon. That's why Paul the Apostle says that I am not just moving. He said, I'm running towards that mark. What is that mark? My friends, that is the destiny which where God wants to take us. That's a place where God wants to take every single person. It does not matter which religion. It does not matter which color. It does not matter which ethnicity. It does not matter who you are. God have a plan for every human being breathing on the face of earth. That's why the Bible says that he do not want anybody to perish but have eternal life. Nobody shall die. That's his plan. My dear friends, this morning I want you to open up your eyes. Open up your ears. And listen and see. Listen and see what enemy is trying to do to our world. The world which according to the Psalms God have given to the sons of Adam. He said heaven belongs to God, but earth. But this land, the land of free. This land was supposed to be free. Not America. I'm talking about the earth. The world. The world belongs to the sons and daughters of God Almighty. And when I say Almighty, it does mean that he is more than able to change every situation for us. When I say that he's Almighty, it does mean that he is more than able to transform your lives for better. That's what it says in Romans 8:28. All things work together. Not a few things. I want you to focus on your destiny, where you are going. My friends, the day is coming that you and I all will be under the ground. There will be mud and dust and all kind of filthiness over our dead bodies. We will be in that coffin, I don't know how many feet down the earth. And we all will be standing in front of the throne of the Almighty, where the book of our life will open. The day will come when that book will open. And I cannot even imagine
that what it will be written about my life if I do not do the right thing right now. My dear friends, the destiny we have tomorrow depends on the today we live, how we live, what we do, how we deal with the things today. The church of Jesus Christ, not the black church. Jesus never came to build a black church. He never came to build a white church, a Pakistani church, or American church. He came to build his church. Come on, somebody. His church. The church of Jesus Christ. Now listen to me very carefully. God is going to open that book of our deeds, our life, what we do today. This is for sure that our salvation is not through our deeds. This is for sure that we do not depend on our performance in the body of Christ. That how well we perform our rituals in the church, our salvation got nothing to do with it, because we are saved by the blood of Christ. But that's not the end of the story. That's what I said, that the enemy wants to distract us. You know, he's so sharp that he can use every single word out of the Bible to distract you. He's not going to bring a book from the satanic church. He's not going to bring the taboo or black magic or what kind or any kind of witchcraft to distract you. He's not going to have long tooth or long horns to scare you. The Bible says that when the enemy will come, he will come wearing white dress. The lights will be coming out. He's so sharp. He wants to distract you. He do not want you to be where you are. That's why I said that even this thought and this concept that we, or this fact that we are saved through the blood of Christ, the enemy is using today to take out the holiness from the church. To take out the purity from the church. The church today says, oh, we do not believe that we are saved because of our deeds. You're right. But your deeds do have a reward. Pastor said, give the way you want to give. Do what you can do. Do the best. Do the best, my dear church. Do the best, children of God. Do the best to glorify the name of your Father in heaven. Today, the whole world, I am coming from Pakistan, which is on the list of the top 10 most persecuted countries in the world. What you see on the video is not so easy to do when you see that. But listen to me. When I come from that part of the world, the whole world have closed eye on the church in America. What the church in America is going to do about the gospel to be spread across the world. It all comes out from this place, from this land, even today. And the enemy, when we hear there that the policies are changing, the government is changing, the things are changing, economy is changing, bank policies are changing, this is changing and that is changing. And we see from far, it makes me think that the enemy is trying to distract the church here. The enemy is trying to pollute the belief of the church here. Come on, if you have the Bible, turn with me. I just want to read this scripture quickly. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy from the Old Testament. Chapter 1. Hallelujah. And let's read verse 8. It says, see. Now this is Moses speaking to Israelites. He says, see, I have given you this land. Go in and take what? Come on, read it. It says, take possession. It says, take possession of the land. The Lord swore he would give it to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them, which does mean that the story is not going to end to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but it's going to continue till the day of the Lord. Till the day of the Lord. My dear friends, today, you know what the problem of the church is? Or what the general problem of every human being is? That with the advancement of the things of the world, we have forgotten the basics. We have forgotten the basics. The basics where all the blessings were. Prayer. Building a prayer life. Reading your Bible. Fasting. Spending time with the Lord. Those were the things which built our foundations. Not 7 points to a happy marriage. You know that the things are advancing, right? 7 ways how to receive Holy Spirit. There is no way to receive Holy Spirit. The Bible says, whoever receives Christ shall be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why do you need steps for that? Isn't that crazy? You do not need to complicate the things. Keep them simple. The basics are where the blessing is. The basics are where the strongness is. The basics are there where if you stay enrooted, you will continue to be prosperous. My dear friends, the Lord spoke to Abraham that I'm going to make you a great nation. But at the same time, God spoke to his nephew also that God spoke to Abraham about he being the father of the nations from a son which will be born through Sarah, right? But there was Hajra as well. I don't know what you call it in English. In Urdu, it's Hajra. The wife of Abraham, the second wife. Hagar. That's right, I'm sorry. Well, the Lord still had the promise with her. You know, today, we in Pakistan, people ask us in the church, they said, Pastor, we are believers, why we are weak? We believe on God, why we are weak? Why God is not blessing us? Listen, the first and the very most important thing is that you need to understand the basics. The Bible says that God blessed Abraham to have a son from Sarah, but from the other wife as well, he had a son, Ishmael. Right? And the Lord said that I'm not going to leave him like that. I'm not going to abandon him. The rulers or the leaders of the nations will come out of him. So your sons from both of your wives will be blessed. Through him, you will be called the father of the nations. But in those nations, the leaders will come out of Ishmael. The leaders will come out of him. But does it mean that God have forgotten everything? Today, Moses is standing in front of Israel. And he's telling them that, listen, do not forget about the basics. The God of Abraham, and then his son Isaac, and then his son Jacob, the God who was God of those three generations, will remain the God of all of your descendants till the day of the second coming of the Messiah. My dear friends, what I am trying to bring to you this morning is that God, who was the God of Abraham and his generations, is the same God of the nation of America and the church of America and the desire of his heart was for them to go in and possess the land. Possess the land means take over it. Take over it. When you buy a property, I don't know if somebody is a realtor in this room, but when you buy the land, you buy everything which is on the land. I'm sure there are a few. Pastor. So when you buy the land, you do not just buy the land. You buy everything which is built on the land. Am I right? Everything which is on the land belongs to you. It does not matter if it looks ugly right now. It still belongs to you. The new policies of your government might look ugly, but they still belong to you. You still need to take possession. My friends, let's go back to the basic. The Garden of Eden. The very first thing the Lord speaks. Now what I'm going to speak to you right now might sound like a message of prosperity, but it's a message of prosperity which will prosper you, not will make you greedy. Now listen what it said. In the Garden of Eden, God spoke to Adam. The very first blessing he spoke over this couple, Adam and Eve. You remember what was that? You remember? It says, go, multiply, and be fruitful. It does not only means go and make babies. You know, many people just think that God blessed them to make babies. No. It was not just about making babies. That God said go and bear a lot of fruit means make a lot of babies. No. What God blessed them with, he meant go and possess everything on the face of earth. Take possession over everything on the face of the earth. I said to you in the beginning of this word, this morning, that the world have their eyes set upon the church here. My dear friends, if there is somebody listening to my voice and the enemy has been speaking to you that you are weak, that you are of no worth, if the enemy is speaking to somebody that you do not look as good as that brother is or that sister is, if the enemy is speaking to you that your nation is going to collapse, do not believe on it. I'm listening to a lot of American news today. They are full of bad news and they're telling people that the economy is going to collapse, the country is going to collapse, the country is going to be bad, the country is going to be this. Are you going to believe on it as a church? My dear friends, listen, do not be distracted, I said. If the news tell you, even if it's happening, I said, even if it is happening, are you going to speak negativity out of your mouth as a church? Are you going to tell yourself and the angels around you which are listening to you all the time? Are you going to tell them that my country is going to collapse and hallelujah for that? You know, this happened when COVID hit. All the people were running to the Walmart to buy the toilet papers and have them stocked before they all get out of stock. How crazy is that? My dear friends, I'm here to tell you, do not be distracted. You have an amazing destiny. And you know what that is? It says in the gospel, 100 folds on earth. How many folds? 100 folds on earth and eternal life in heaven. Hallelujah. 100 folds here and eternal life in heaven. That's what is promised to you and I as a church. But the church, even in the middle of the persecution, the Bible is witness. The history has marked on its pages in the golden words that wherever the persecution took place, the church grew. Wherever the church was oppressed, wherever the Christians were killed and martyred, the church continued to grow in numbers. And you know why? Because the church was on the basics that time. The church was on the basics that time. They were still, and they still had the understanding why it is so important for us to bow down in the presence of God. They still understood why it's important for us to fast. They still understood why it's important for us to help each other, build each other. They understood the fact that why it's important for us to bow our heads for hours and hours of the day in the presence of the Lord. My beloved brothers and sisters, do not be distracted by what the world is telling you. This is the enemy speaking to the church, but the church shall stay strong. Keep roaring. Keep roaring, I said. It does not matter what the enemy throws towards you. Arise and shine. Look at this word from the book of Isaiah. Just listen to it. It says, arise. What it says? Come on. Come on, speak somebody. One, two, three. Arise! I can feel Isaiah screaming right now. He said, arise and shine. You know where the light shines? In the darkness. Hallelujah for that. In the darkness, when the economy is falling, when the people are being persecuted, when you see no hope for the world, not for the church, when you see things falling apart, when you see the love no more, when you see relationships breaking, hallelujah and glory be to the name of the Lord, that's where the glory will manifest. That's where the glory will manifest. If you as a couple never had a fight, you can never taste reconciliation. If you never had a fight, so bad. I mean, I cannot even imagine a couple having no fights. By the way, I have a beautiful wife. She was supposed to be here with me, but she is watching us live right now. And I'm a father of four children. So we are growing the kingdom in every good way. We are contributing our best, Pastor. Listen, it says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. This is the word I want to speak over your church this morning. See, darkness covers the earth. What covers the earth? Darkness covers the earth. And thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your dawn. Somebody said, hallelujah! Uh-huh. This is the word for the church this morning. Do not listen to this world. This world is fallen already. You belong to the world which is up there. You belong to the master of this world. You belong to the God of heavens and earth, who is the creator of everything. And the one who, listen, before I speak this, I, in my life, you know, you will say, oh, brother, what do you know about America? You can say that. You're coming, you know, you're talking about the church in America. You don't know our challenges. Brother, you got chocolate color, you know, so it's a good news. I have black friends here, white friends here. I fall in the middle, you know. I am neither black, I am neither white, I am brown. So, We do have some red people if they stay long in the sun. But anyway, you can say that, brother, what do you know? You come 9,000 miles away. You don't know anything about America and the challenges the people, the commons here are facing. Listen, your challenges are no different than our challenges. Every human being in their culture are facing the same challenges. That's a good part. So that's why we can relate to each other that what you are going through. Listen, my friends, it's again about the wives. Somebody told me years ago, they said, brother, a woman can be different. You know, one woman, American woman can be different from Pakistani woman. Pakistani woman can be different from African woman. African woman could be different from Indian woman. But the wives everywhere are the same. You know, everywhere, wives are the same. So that made me understand the psychology a little bit. Does not matter where you belong. If you're the church, today I want to tell you, whatever your problem is, do not even let enemy speak to you in this way, that he does not know anything because he's from Pakistan. You are a lion, my friend. You are a lion. You are born to be victorious. You are born to possess the land. You are born with a purpose and for a purpose. Each one of you. I saw this one guy, forgot his name, Pastor. He did not have arms. He did not have legs. Yet he's speaking to the crowds of thousands and inspiring them to live their best life. He's just a motivational speaker. But the word you and I believe on, the thing I'm speaking to you right now, it's not a motivational speech. It is the word of God which have the power. And if this morning you will believe on it, you will begin to possess the land from this moment onwards. It has the power to change your life and situations. Believe that Jesus Christ is enough for you. Get back to the basics. Believe that Jesus is more than able to do the things for you. Believe that you need to pray, you need to fast, you need to spend time in the presence of God. From this moment onwards, believe that this is my day that I will rise and shine. This is the day that I will rise and shine. I will not believe. These are the declarations you need to make in this service for your life. And if you do that, if somebody is sick this morning, God is going to deliver you. I'm telling you this. If you believe on the right thing, I want to conclude the sermon and want to get into the other session, but it's just coming. It's coming. It's coming. You know, the opposite of believing is not the unbelief. Biblically, I'm talking about Bible. I'm not talking out of Bible. The opposite of believe is not believe. That's what I said. The enemy won't come to you in form of a black angel or as a cat. You know, people say, I saw a lot of cats. Are those demons? No, he's not going to come and scare you. He's going to come and please you. He's going to come and tell you that, wow, you are doing nightclubs and this is so good. This is what the life is. He's going to come and he's going to appreciate you for doing all the bad things. And he'll tell you that you're doing it. My dear friends, the enemy wants you to just move. That's why I said that the opposite of the belief is not unbelief. The opposite of belief, according to the word, is believing on the wrong things. Muslims have a belief. Do you know that? They do believe. They believe on their God and their prophets. Hindus have a belief. Hindus have a belief. They believe on Bhagwan. Satanic people, the people from the satanic church have the belief. What is their belief? They believe on Satan. The witch doctors have a belief. They believe on their magic. That's why I said, that's why the word of God proves me that the opposite of the belief is not unbelief. The opposite of the belief is believing on the wrong thing. They believe on the wrong God, the duplicate, the false, the copy. The Bible says that he roars in the streets and the corners of our cities, roaring like a lion. The enemy is roaring. Does it say as a lion? Does it say as a lion? No, it says like a lion, which means he want to copy everything the Lion of Judah does. He just copy it all and trying to make people believe on the wrong thing. That's why, church, this morning, let's get back to the basics and keep running towards the target. Amen? Come on. Let's stand to our feet this morning. I need the brother on the keys. Don't look at me now. The pastor have told you about the mobile app already. If you want to watch me 24/7 on that app. But right now, let's look upon the Lord. Close your eyes. Why I asked you to close your eyes? It's nothing ritual. It's nothing traditional. It's nothing religious. It is not custom. Why I'm asking you to close your eyes is to just look upon the Lord. We need Jesus to live a victorious life. My friend, the light will shine. You are the light of this world. You shall shine. When your friends in the college, in the school tells you, oh, you know, America is going to collapse, tell them America is going to rise and shine. When your friends tell you, oh, my sickness is taking my life away from me, tell them no. Sickness will not take your life away. You will live, and you will live abundantly. When the people tell you, you cannot make it because it is so difficult, you know, to raise finances and to do all of these things. Ministry is not a piece of cake. You can't do it. Tell them the ministry does not belong to me. It belongs to the master of the ministry. He is the one who needs to take care of it, not I. Not I. Gideon, God spoke to Gideon. And when God spoke to Gideon, the Lord said, I want you to go. I want you to fight. And I want you to possess the land, take over the Midianites. Now Gideon thought that God is telling me to build a huge army. He goes back to his village, shares the vision, gather 3,000 people. The Lord looks from heaven and said, Gideon, my boy, what did you just do? I never asked you to build an army. You're wrong. You were still depending on yourself. No, you do not need to depend on yourself. Not your arms, not your muscles, not your strength. He said, I want you to just divide all of these people. I don't need this big army. I need you, Gideon. It does not matter what your name this morning is. Bob or Robert. Peter or Parker. God is telling you that I need you to rise and shine. He is telling you not to believe. He's speaking to you. not to this entire group. No, 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 no. Don't get it wrong. He is speaking to you, Peter. He's speaking to you, Patricia. He's speaking to you, Jeff. He's speaking to you, Corey. He's speaking to you, my friend. There was a time in my life back in 2018, not long ago. My right hand was cut into two pieces. I had over 500 stitches inside my hand and over 52 stitches on top of it. The doctor said that we will need to amputate his hand right below the elbow because there is no hope left for him. From 1 in the afternoon till 5 in the evening, Pastor, I was in the hospital stretcher with 4% blood left in my body. I was still breathing. I was in my senses. It's a miracle. I saw all kinds of miracles in my life. This was the first one for myself. First doctor came. They said, she said that I can only stretch the skin and just stitch it together. Nothing else. His hand is going to be dried and like this for the rest of his life. The other doctor came. And I didn't have the opportunity to send it. Otherwise, I would have shown you my hand when they were just stitching it. It would blow your mind if you just see that picture full of blood. The second doctor came. And the second doctor said, we will need to amputate his hand right below the elbow because there are no veins. Veins are like elastic. Once they are cut, they just stretch back. The third doctor came and he was the most amazing one. He looked at my father. He said, it's a dead body. Take him home. I don't know how he's even alive. Take him home. He's going to die in a few more minutes. 4% blood. All of the blood in my body was gone. The main artery which connects with the heart out of three, one of mine is already cut. So it was like somebody have sacrificed 12 cows in the middle of the street. It was so much of blood. Doctor said that maybe after doing all of the surgery for 8 hours, if you know that the bypass surgery, they cut your from this part of your chest all the way to your knee, it takes 3 hours. My surgery for this hand was 8 hours. I was in general anesthesia for 13 hours. I was dead. I was medically dead. 2018, I was still serving the Lord not long ago. The doctor said maybe after 8 years, he will be able to hold a pen if possible. My dear friends, after 6 months, I was riding on my motorbike using this hand for accelerator. 6 months. And if I will get the chance to show you in person, you can see the hand was cut into two pieces. Literally, it's still, the mark is still there. So the thing I'm trying to tell you is, do not be distracted. You will live long. You will rise. You will shine. It does not matter what. The Lord of Abraham, the Lord of Isaac and Jacob is the Lord of Carpenters Shop International Church as well. Hallelujah, somebody. Come on, lift up your hands and praise the Lord. For the next 2 or 3 minutes, spend time in worship. And let's just fill this room with the sound of hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Corey, would you like to help? Prepare your heart this morning for what God wants to do for you this morning. Prepare yourself. The room is going to be filled with the electricity of the heaven. The blood of the Lamb of God is covering your flesh this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glora kataraba shete de 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 de. Lebla katarama mama mama la la la. Mambre katarebele reshopre te.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Alleluia. Rebramande ke te de de de. Ombra makata la ramase te de 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 de. Omble ke kare da 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 masho. Father, we thank you, we thank you. Ya ra na na ma na 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 she le le le. Rende de 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 de. Mama katare baba bala ramase ke te de de de. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to invite those this morning who just have opened their hearts and have said that I'm not going to believe on any wrong thing the world is telling me. My dear friends, even not to believe, you need the help of the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to help you. What Pastor said, I believe it was very prophetic. He was just binding everything I had to speak this morning. When he said that the fear of God is the beginning of the wisdom. For that wisdom, you need the fear of God. And the fear of God cannot come in your life if you do not have the Holy Spirit. I want to invite you in this altar. Do not wait for the other one to come first. Because it's about you and the Lord. You want to rise and shine. The book of life is just going to open on the day when you will be standing at the throne room. It will not be for the guy who's standing next to you in the church. It's going to be your book. It's about you. It's about you and the Lord. It's about you and the Lord. Come on, all of those who said that I will rise. Anybody, I mean all the church can come up. Because whatever you need is right here on this altar of God this morning. And the Holy Spirit of God is going to come over you in a very new way. That's why do not open your eyes until I or anybody lay hand on you this morning. The church is a family where we gather to build each other up. I, your brother from Pakistan, have come to tell you that I am there to help you with any possible thing in my capacity and beyond to help you to rise and shine. The pastor here, the team here, the admin here, the prayer team, intercessors are here to help you this morning. Anybody, young people, come. Just give your heart to the Lord again this morning. He want to refresh you. He want to renew you. And if you're sick, He's taking away your sickness even. Hallelujah.
Pastor Wallace, would you?
Come on, if you have a need this morning, step out of your seat and come. Those of you that need healing, divine healing this morning in your body, come. Thank you, Lord. Just step out of your seat and come. He's going to pray for people this morning, anointing them with oil. Just worship God, would you? Just worship Him. Come on, Corey, just worship.
Can I? Hallelujah. You know, again, God is not just the God of Abraham, but Isaac and Jacob as well. All the young people in the room, I want to invite you. All the young people, if you think you're young enough, just come forward. I want to pray for you this morning. Come forward. The Holy Spirit want to do something this morning with the young people. My dear brothers and sisters, this world needs people, not just from this generation, but from the next generation as well. Heaven is looking down, looking all of you, people like me and you who are fathering and mothering the church or the families. And He's seeing what we are doing with them. Let's do good with them this morning. Just come forward. Do not be scared. The Holy Spirit is sweet. The Holy Spirit of God is sweet. More than honey and donuts. Glory. Lift up your hands, everyone. And close your eyes and do not look anywhere else. For one more minute, just look upon Jesus. Anybody in the church who can pray in tongues, just begin to fill this room with the heavenly languages, with the tongues. Come on. God is still speaking to some of you right now. Even if you're standing at your bench, at your chair, the Lord is speaking to some of you right now. He's just showing you some visuals maybe. I don't know how He's speaking to you, but He is. I feel the deep, thick presence of the Lord in this room. Hallelujah. Can we lift up our hands and praise the Lord for just a moment? Our life shall become a life of worship. Every moment, every minute, every second. Shatalanda Ramas. Father, I speak to every sickness in this room. or the people who are watching us live or on television, the Spirit of the Living Lord is here. And I take authority over every sickness and every disease in the name of Jesus Christ. And I rebuke every sickness, diabetes. I rebuke hypertension. I rebuke HIV and AIDS. I rebuke any mental distress. I rebuke every kind of disease in the sound of my voice. You fall down now in Jesus' name. I speak to tumors to dissolve now. The cysts in the bodies dissolve now in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Blind eyes open. Deaf ears open. Mute tongues. You begin to shout hallelujah. Speak in Jesus' name. Have life. I speak life. 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 I rebuke the spirit of death. Any demon which hears my voice, I rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Life belongs to you. You have life now. You have life now. Now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bless my dear brother. With a very humble heart, Father, I come to you. And I thank you for his generosity, for allowing me, the weakest of all, to be here among those you dearly, dearly love. Father, I bless Pastor Wallace Phillips, my beautiful and dear sister, who carries the heart for the kingdom and for the church. Mrs. Wallace Phillips, Father, I bless every single person on the worship team, on the admin, on the management part. Father, I bless everybody who are making this possible for the world to see and hear the gospel. At the end, O Lord, this is the prayer of my heart. Let us not be just the speakers of the gospel. Give us grace and have mercy that we be the doers of the gospel. The doers of the gospel. The doers of the gospel. And we give you all the glory and honor for this morning. Oh dear Jesus. And the people of God can say aloud, Amen. Hallelujah.
The Lord. Our brother doesn't come today for raising money for television ministry. He come to share his heart today that God has called you to arise and to shine. He asked of nothing, but we want to bless him today. So I'm going to ask you just to prepare a gift as unto the Lord. let's give a love offering to Danish Peter. Amen. Come on, don't some of y'all say in the southern way, Danish. Y'all southern people, come on. Somebody say Danish. 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 So let's just give the best offering today that you can. And let's bless him. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for these gifts. Thank you for the gift of Danish Peter, Lord. Thank you for he, just like Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came unto me saying that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and ordained you a prophet to the nations. Thank you, Lord, for that prophetic mantle, that apostolic mantle that you've laid upon his life, God. I pray that you would surround him with leaders, leaders who would hold his arms up, leaders who would stand in the gap. And Lord, we bless he and his family, his precious family. I pray, Lord, that you would use them continually. Thank you for the vision that you planted deep within his heart. I pray, Lord, that you would just continue to move that ministry forward. Thank you for the privilege of being a part of that team, to be one of those services that gets to be played on a daily basis. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on and give your offerings to the Lord. Let me share with you, on September the 11th, I'll be preaching to just under 100,000 people. You saw mass crowds there in Crusades in Pakistan. I have the privilege to do that in September. And while I'm there in that nation, I get to break away for a season and go up to Karachi. Hats off to Karachi. And visit those villages and see the areas where the gospel is needed the most. And so pray for that journey, September the 11th of this year. And pray for him, would you, as you leave here today. Make sure that you remember to pray for his ministry. Thank you for your gifts to the Lord today. Father, I speak blessing and peace over my brother and his family today, Lord. I pray that you would watch over them. I speak health, divine health and healing. Lord, keep them safe. Keep them in the hollow of your hand. Everywhere they go, Lord, every place their feet shall touch, I speak peace and blessing and favor upon them. In Jesus' strong name, amen and amen. Come on, give the Lord praise today, would you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think we need to rejoice a little bit before we leave, don't you? Where's Corey? What happened to Corey? Corey's in the house. Come on, let's lighten up our step here and let's sing a song of rejoicing. Come on, stand up and loosen yourself. You're about to go eat a sandwich somewhere. So let's sing a song of rejoicing and fellowship among yourselves before you go. And have an awesome, awesome day. As you depart from this place today, be careful as you leave the parking lot. Praise the Lord. Come on, a little rejoicing.